Did she really do that? You betcha she did. Hey, you betcha she did, listeners. Your host, Raina Rakicki here. I'm coming to you with some great and exciting updates for our show. As you know, on You Betcha She Did, we have been featuring rad Midwest women entrepreneurs, changemakers, leaders. We will continue to do that. But I am also ready to start giving you some valuable tips and advice about how to own your voice, how to grow your brand, and how to earn your worth. I have been diving into these subjects a lot, like a nerd, hour after hour for the past 3 years. And I think these are really valuable skills for women. As a podcast coach, a podcast and YouTube producer, and a feminist, these are things that I want to help all women out with. So you're going to be noticing a change in the episodes coming up. Like I said, we're still going to have interviews with rad Midwest women, but I'm also going to be coming to you with some tips, different things about how to help you on social media, how to help you be a guest on podcasts, how to negotiate, how to be seen and grow your brand. So I think you're going to find them helpful. I know that I found them helpful. And like with all good advice out there, I feel like we need to share it. We're climbing to the top, right? And we need to make sure that we extend that ladder below, we extend a hand, and we're going to lift other women up with us. This week, I am diving in to really helping women with their podcasts, not only launching podcasts, but growing their podcasts, which I'm thrilled about because the more we can get women heard, the better it is. Today, in today's episode, there's so many things I want to talk about, but I'm going to start with the importance of goal setting. This has been essential for me, and this is something I've talked about in the past. You know, whether you're an entrepreneur, have a corporate job, have a regular job, maybe you work on a farm, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. Hey, it is a busy life for women. Our time is valuable and there is way too many demands on it. So I think it's super important to be intentional. At the start of each month, I like to do a goal setting. It's called Lean In, Show Up, Drift. It's from Jillian Johnsrud, who was a guest on You Betcha She Did last fall. Yeah, if you'd like to visit that episode with Jillian Johnsrud, that's episode 57. She talks a lot about setting yourself up for financial independence so that you can do what you want. Who doesn't want that, right? I want all women to earn 100K, just like the financial feminist. I want us all to be savvy with our money and with our time. Anyway, back to the framework. Whenever a new month comes around, I want you to think intentionally about your time. You cannot do everything. I know we want to do everything personally, professionally, and so on, but you can't, and you need to come to that realization. So it's important to choose a couple things to focus on. So every month, I want you to choose one or two things that you're going to lean in on. You're going to really dive deep. You're going to focus on these things all month. I want you to focus on a couple things that you're going to show up for. Again, showing up, it's not your big focus for that month, but you're still going to do it. It's still going to happen. It's still important. And lastly, maybe perhaps most important, I want you to think about what you are going to drift on. I'm giving you permission to let something go. You can't do it all. Something has to go, especially if you want to achieve your dreams or goals. And I think so many women forget about this. They say, I'm going to try to do it all. And then you end up doing everything poorly because you just have too much on your plate. So we just need to realize you can't do it all. So let something go. What is that going to be? What are you going to let drift? It's not forever. It's just for a month so that you can accomplish these other really rad, badass goals to make your life better. So for April, here is what I'm thinking. For Lean In, I'm going to really lean in on my new podcast coaching business. Right now, I'm diving deep on gathering research from people who want to start podcasts. What are their biggest hurdles? I'm talking to people who want to be guests on podcasts. You know, what are some things that are really going to help them not only find podcasts and pitch to them so that the podcast hosts say yes, but also how can they speak eloquently when they're on that podcast? How can they communicate their brand and get people to listen to them? So I'm conducting research on that. And then last but not least, I'm also doing a deep dive on how to grow your podcast show. Podcasting has become extremely popular, which I love. You can't help learning and listening. It's the ultimate it's the ultimate form of media in my book, right? Because with podcasting, you can do anything else while you're listening to the podcast. You can drive, you can fold laundry, you can walk your dog, you can take a bath, you can be cooking dinner. You can go on a giant road trip and devour podcasts, whether it's educational, entertainment, and so on. All right, I'm going on a tangent. Let me come back. So I'm researching, diving into those things, creating some amazing coaching programs to help you. Speaking of that, I'm working with two coaches myself. I'm working on this great coach named Ina Coveney, and she is all about helping you monetize small audiences. I don't want to be an influencer. I do not want to have a million followers, but I do want to help a key group of people. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are one of them. So she's really great about helping you craft programs and courses and do research so that you can serve your audience exactly the way they want to. So if you ever need a coach, check out Ina Coveney. I'll have her linked in the show notes. I'm also working with Adam Schaubel. He is the head of Podcast Business School. He's top notch. He's rad. He knows all about how to 2x to 10x your podcast. He's done it for years. He's got a magic formula. Plus, he's super funny and great to talk to. So I am in his podcast growth coaching program right now, and it is really opening me my eyes. You know, as someone who's been in the podcast industry for 3+ years, produced many podcasts, worked for a podcast production company, there's a lot out there that I didn't know about. And I'm super pumped to not only try it with my own podcast, but also to help women who have their podcasts. Like I said, I want you to own your voice and grow your brand. So that is what I'm leaning in on in April. I'm going to show up for working out because I know it always makes me feel good. And if I don't work out, I don't feel good. And nobody wants to waste their time not feeling good, right? So I'm going to show up for working out. I'm going to show up for my family and my kids and doing quality time there. What am I drifting? I'm going to drift on my house. I'm not going to really stress if it's dirty or organizing or trying to declutter, which seems like an endless thing. I'm sure you can relate. I'm just going to let that drift, and that is okay too, right? So I'm going to really focus in on my business because I'm excited about it. So what are you leaning in on? What are you showing up for? What are you going to let drift? I would love to hear what you're focusing on and give you a high five. If you want to send me a DM on Instagram at the You Betcha She Did site, please do. I love hearing from my viewers. Also, if you love this podcast and you're getting value from it, please leave us a positive review. Many of you have already, and I'm so thankful. This is one of the key ways that new viewers find a great show. It's word of mouth, right? You tell someone that you love the show, and then they're looking for a show. They see it's got great reviews, and they're like, hey, I want to give it a try. So thank you to everybody who's done that. I really, really appreciate you. We are in this together, lifting women up. All right, so that's your only assignment for today. It's early April. Spring is coming in full force. Bring on the sunshine. But I want you again to think about, what are you leaning in on? What's really important this month? What do you want to accomplish? What are you showing up for? Still needs to happen. It's going to happen. And then what are you letting go? Let something go. Like I said, you have my permission. All right, that is all. Let me know how those assignments go. I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. Next week, I'm going to have Stephanie Melnick on the show. She's an amazing woman lawyer from Milwaukee, runs a woman law firm, and she's all about connecting women through speaker series and Women Entrepreneur Week. It's going to be a great show. Until next time, take care. Attention, You Betcha She Did listeners. If you're like me, you love listening to podcasts, and perhaps you have even thought of starting your own podcast. If that is the case, I would love for you to download my free top 10 podcasting equipment essentials. Here you will find my recommendations for 10 pieces of podcasting equipment that will help you get a podcast up and running smoothly without breaking the bank. That's right. Podcasting does not have to be a super expensive endeavor. It's actually quite affordable and is a great way to elevate your voice, grow your brand, and get your name out there, especially as an expert. Check the show notes for your free podcast top 10 essential equipment guide. You can also go to podcaststartupguide.com.